From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi forces have begun a military offensive aimed at dislodging Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. The U.S.-backed effort is the latest phase in a four-month-long operation to retake the country's second-largest city. Jim Mattis is the U.S. Defense Secretary.
The U.S. forces continue in the same role that they were in East Mosul, and the coalition forces are in support of this operation. And we will continue, as you know, with the accelerated effort to destroy ISIS.
On another topic, Mattis told reporters traveling with him Sunday that he will decide soon whether to recommend an increase in the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan. He said he spoke for several hours Sunday via video conference with General John Nicholson, the top U.S. military official in Afghanistan. Somali officials say at least 30 people were killed and dozens wounded when a car bomb exploded Sunday in a market in the capital Mogadishu. No one claimed responsibility, but officials are blaming al-Shabaab. Ecuadorians went to the polls Sunday to elect a new leader. Socialist President Rafael Correa's hand-picked successor, Lenin Moreno, took an early lead. With more than half of the returns counted, the results give him a 38% count of the vote, just short of the amount needed to avoid a runoff. Former banker Guillermo Lasso is in second place with 31%. The South Korean government says it believes North Korea masterminded the assassination of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Earlier, Malaysian police said they are looking for four North Korean suspects who they say left the country the same day the North Korean leader's brother was killed. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump planned interviews Sunday with four candidates to be his national security advisor: acting national security advisor Keith Kellogg, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations John Bolton, General H.R. McMaster, and the superintendent of the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, General Robert Klassen. The White House said the president may interview additional candidates for the post on Monday. President Trump will soon release a more streamlined version of his presidential order banning immigrants from seven terrorism-plagued nations from entering the U.S. Speaking at the annual Munich Security Conference in Germany, Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said the new version of the travel order will not prevent foreign nationals from either work visas or green card permanent residency permits from re-entering the United States, nor will it affect foreign travelers already flying to the U.S. ports of entry when the order takes effect. He said the new order will be better implemented and avoid the chaos that resulted from the earlier version, which was set aside by the courts. The new order will outline plans for expanding the categories of people that can be deported and offers officials wider discretion in deciding who to deport. United Nations Assyrian envoy Stefan de Mistura says he hopes to take advantage of a new momentum in the upcoming round of Syria talks this week in Geneva. He said the outcome of the talks between the Syrian government and rebels depends on the U.S. position. He spoke while attending the Munich Security Conference in Germany.
That leads me to the big question mark, and forgive me, but I have to raise it because I know it is in each one's mind. Where is the U.S. in all this? Well, I can't tell you because I don't know.
Mistura said any political solution has to be inclusive to be credible. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, his wife Karen, and daughter Charlotte toured the site of the Dachau concentration camp near Munich. The vice president spoke at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday and then went to Brussels Sunday for meetings with NATO and European Union officials.
Ho comunicato formalmente le dimissioni. Il congresso ha detto.
Former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi resigned on Sunday as head of the ruling Democratic Party. The move opens the way for a leadership fight in which Mr. Renzi would seek re-election to the post, and in the process, he hopes to win and to end his party's internal feuding. Other European political news: French presidential candidate Marine Le Pen visited Beirut on Sunday. The far-right leader planned meetings with the Lebanese head of state and Christian leaders. It is believed that she is trying to burnish her reputation as a defender of Christians in the Middle East. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.